Remember, as a nation, we celebrated Halloween last night, right? Halloween is only around because of today, All Saints Day, right? Halloween is All Hallows Eve. You use the word hallow all the time when you pray the Our Father, hallowed be thy name. To hallow means to make holy, but a hallow, the noun, is the old word for saint. All Hallows' Eve is All Saints' Eve. Ah, there you know. Teach your friends. So, the more you know. Now, when I was in fourth grade at my Catholic school, we each had to do a presentation on one of the saints during the month of November. Yet part of it was that we had to come to school the day of the presentation dressed up as that saint. Right? Most Catholic schools do this. Maybe you did this or your children did this. Well, I chose to do St. Martin de Porres, a Dominican brother from Peru. And eventually he ended up being my confirmation saint. St. Martin de Porres, being a religious, wore a long black and white habit, kind of similar to a priest's cassock. Well, obviously at my home, we did not have any long black or white habits handy. I do now, but not then. So my mom found the closest thing we had, an old bathrobe of hers. Now, there was only one problem. It was magenta pink. Being innocent and in fourth grade, I didn't see any potential problems that could occur from this, right? I had to look like St. Martin, and that was all we had after all. I still don't know if I've forgiven my mother. So I showed up to school that day wearing a pink bathrobe, claiming to be St. Martin de Porres. Yet as I went into the classroom, it got even better. I noticed something strange. I was the only one dressed up. Kids immediately began to make fun of me. I ran up to my teacher, and I asked her if we were supposed to be wearing the saint's clothes. Like, had I gone the wrong day? This was a catastrophe. Well, she told me, yes, that is what we were supposed to have been doing, despite what everyone else had done. They had been too afraid. And so even though I might have been far from an exact replica of St. Martin de Porres, I was doing the best I could with courage to imitate this saint of God. True story. So today we celebrate the great solemnity of All Saints, in which we commemorate the lives of the men and women who lived for Christ, especially those who we do not know and who are not officially acknowledged on the church calendar. And this is an ancient feast day that has been universally celebrated since the 9th century, and has shaped our culture in many ways over the centuries. Again, Halloween would not be here if it wasn't for Catholicism, as usual. Now, St. John, in today's first reading from the book of Revelation, describes the saints as a great multitude which no man could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and tongues. Now, this people includes the saints of the Old Testament, that we tend to forget about, those of the New Testament, the numerous early Christian martyrs, and the blessed and saints of later centuries. They are all brought together by the common desire to incarnate the gospel in their lives under the impulse of the Holy Spirit. These saints provide us examples of how to live a holy life despite sin and despite living in a fallen world, despite brokenness and hurt. They show us what it means to accept the time we live in and dedicate their lives to God. On April 28, 1997, armed Hutu militiamen attacked a major seminary in Burundi, Africa, forcing all 34 seminarians to the courtyard in front of their chapel, where the leader of the invaders demanded that the seminarians divide themselves into Hutu and Tutsi groups. At this time, the Tutsi tribes were being hunted down and killed by Hutu extremists. The seminarians refused, huddling together instead of declaring themselves members of any one tribe. They knew that if they did, the Tutsi seminarians would be murdered. The leader insisted again, ordering his men to aim their rifles at the united group of students, threatening to open fire if the young men did not obey his command to divide into the two ethnic groups. The seminarians did not back down. They were at peace. The leader ordered his men to open fire, mercilessly cutting down in cold blood those 34 young Africans who simply wanted nothing more in life than to be conformed to the Prince of Peace as his priests. These young men fearlessly and peacefully stood up to the threats of thugs to witness Christian principle. They were aware of their identity first as sons of God, disciples of Christ, and men sharing a mutual vocation to priesthood, superseding any racial division. These men responded to the hatred with Christian love and peace. And these men are just one example of modern-day saints. Saints down through the ages provide us with copious amounts of witnesses that show that even in unsteady times, the light of Christ always prevails, that the truth of Christ always prevails, that the peace of Christ always prevails. You know, today the church and society are facing crises after crises and are both in need of a bit of repair. But amidst all the imperfections, there are also firm statements of faith and resolve from those who will not let the disappointments distract them from their commitment to Jesus Christ. Our Lord never abandons us in the midst of our lives or when times are tough in our society or our families. Instead, he asks us to follow after him in a deeper way. In other words, in the midst of brokenness, he wants us to be saints. He wants us to lead others to him. He wants to live our call to holiness that supersedes the brokenness of our times. And that's what this feast day today points to. It reminds us that there are copious amounts of people who lived in uncertain times, who lived and walked in this world with all of its sufferings and discouragements. Yet in the midst of whatever they were going through, they decided to devote themselves completely to Christ. And by doing that, they led others to him as well. They did not succumb to the pressures of their day. They were not satisfied with mediocrity. They wanted to live completely for Christ. And consequently, Christ gave them a peace in the midst of their suffering. The examples of the saints are endless. You know, there is a famous news clip that you can find online of Pope St. John Paul II's visit to Poland, where he is standing next to a famous Polish general who was the communist leader of Poland at the time. The Holy Father is calm, completely steady, and seemingly perfectly at peace, while the general is reading an address of welcome, but the paper is shaking in his trembling hands. His knees visibly are literally knocking because he was so nervous. No wonder. The Pope had inner serenity because his message was based on Christ and truth, and he had earned the trust of the people, while the other was a nervous wreck because his message was based on a lie, and he had caused only fear and distrust. You see, when we choose to live for Christ and his truth, we have a peace that the secular world cannot have and cannot be in competition with. And this is just one simple example. Today, we honor those men and women who lived for Christ during their earthly lives and who are now reigning in heaven, who stood up for truth and justice and holiness during their lives here on earth. The gospel today relays the Beatitudes to us. You might know, but in the original Greek that St. Matthew wrote in, the word that is used for blessed is the same word for happy. Because when we live for Christ, we receive a fulfillment this world cannot give, a peace this world cannot give. Ultimately, we'll find perfect fulfillment in heaven with the rest of the saints. We are called to be messengers of the gospel in our age. We are called to be a city on a hill, the light of the world, the salt of the earth. We're called to be saints. Whenever society or the church is struggling, Christ always raises up saints to purify us and lead our focuses back to Him. Christ gives us the grace to live in whatever time He has chosen for us, and to live it with grace and peace. But we've still got a choice. We have the choice to continue just making it through life, or we have the choice to strive for holiness, to strive to become closer to Christ. By doing that, we will be who He created us to be in the first place. We must never become discouraged with the state of our lives or the state of the world. For it's in this state that our Lord asks us to follow after Him. And He'll give us a peace in the midst of it beyond understanding. Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati once famously said, "To live without faith, without a heritage to defend, without battling constantly for truth, is not to live, but to exist. And we must never merely exist." As the French novelist Léon Bloy once said, "The only real sadness, the only real failure, the only great tragedy in life is not to become a saint." When I was in fourth grade, I tried to imitate St. Martin de Porres. But in a real way, we must strive to be like the saints who live for Christ and who are constantly given a peace beyond worldly understanding in the midst of their own great suffering. And so on this great solemnity of all saints, we must ask ourselves, are we merely trying to exist? Or are we actually striving for sainthood? Will we choose to imitate and rely on those men and women who have gone before us in order to be examples of Christ to this fallen and broken world? Amen.